Picture this. You get a call. Bonnaroo wants you. You're about to play one of the biggest festivals in the country. There's one problem. You have exactly three original songs. What do? Panic? Decline? Call your mom? If you're Winya from Georgetown and Pawleys Island, South Carolina, you lock yourself in a warehouse, crash on couches, and write an entire album in 6 weeks. Welcome to Shecky's Jam Bands. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a story of a band that went from beach town dreamers to touring with some of the biggest names in indie rock. And they did it with the kind of hustle that would make your high school guidance counselor weep tears of joy. All right, let's talk geography for a second. Winya Bay, ever heard of it? If you haven't, you're not alone, unless you're from South Carolina low country. In which case, welcome to the show, cousin. Winya Bay is a historic waterway where five rivers converge: the Black, the PD, the Waccamaw, the Samit, and the Little PD. And yes, I did say PD twice on a podcast about jam bands. We're classy here. But here's the beautiful part. All five members of this band, Thomas Rowland on vocals, Steve O'Russell on bass, Luke Butters Gordon on lead guitar, Jake on drums, and Rob on keys, they all grew up around this bay. Their music reflects those five rivers converging, which is a poetic way of saying they bring different influences together and somehow make it work without turning it into sonic mud. The band named themselves after their home. Simple, honest, way better than calling themselves the Wet Guitars or something equally terrible that I would have suggested. Now, before they became Winya, the band, these guys had actual jobs. I know, shocking. Steven was working in finance in Charlotte, living that corporate life. Meanwhile, Luke, nicknamed Butters by a group of Australians who saw his bleached hair and southern drawl, was a professional surfer. Yes, a professional surfer. This man was getting paid to stand on water while the rest of us struggle to stand on dry land after two beers. But music kept calling. And when Thomas spearheaded the move to Nashville, these guys knew it was time to either commit or forever wander. What if? Enter Bonnaroo 2024. They got the call, the opportunity of a lifetime, and they had three songs. Not three albums, not three EPs, three songs. So, what did they do? They locked themselves in a warehouse in Columbia, South Carolina, crashing on couches, writing and recording enough material to fill an entire set in just a month and a half. That music became the foundation of their debut album, Lot to Learn. And let me tell you, that album title, not ironic, they learned a lot fast. Okay, time for the meat and potatoes. Or, if you're vegan, the, I don't know, chickpeas and sweet potatoes. Whatever. Point is, let's talk about which songs you need to hear if you are new to Winya. First up, Feel It All Again. This is their debut single, and it's become a crowd favorite, proving their songs resonate far beyond South Carolina. When they play this live, and I mean live, in those sweaty, intimate venues where you can see the whites of the drummer's eyes, this song transforms. It's got that nostalgic ache that makes you think about your hometown, even if you've never left it. The guitars build, the vocals soar, and by the end, everyone in the room is either singing along or crying into the overpriced craft beer. Why should you listen to this? Because it's the perfect entry point. It's got hooks for days, the production is clean but not sterile, and it shows you exactly what the band does well. Introspective storytelling with melodies that burrow into your brain and refuse to leave. The second song you should listen to, Lot to Learn, Lot to Learn embodies their journey, written during those warehouse songwriting sessions when they were literally learning how to become a band under pressure. This one's got more jam potential. The live versions stretch out, especially in the guitar work. Butters lets loose, and you can hear the influence of all of that time he spent surfing. There's a flow to his solos that feels less like shredding and more like, well, riding waves. Concert attendees have been known to request this one specifically, and when they do, the band delivers. It's raw, it's honest, and it's the kind of song that makes you want to roll down the windows and drive until you hit water. Let me hit you with some facts that'll make you either inspired or deeply jealous. Your call. Fact number one, within a week of Bonnaroo, Winya landed a deal with Atlas Touring. A week. Most bands spend years trying to get someone to return their emails. These guys played one festival and boom, touring deal. Fact number two, their genre-bending sound has let them open for wildly different acts. One weekend they're opening for an alt-rock band like Stoplight Observations. The next you're supporting an indie folk act like Evan Honer. They fit everywhere because they're not trying to fit anywhere. Very smart. Fact number three, they're part of Cloverdale, a tight-knit collective of Nashville artists, including Evan Honer, Lo Gap, and Julia DeGrazia. This isn't just a band, it's a movement. They're building something bigger than themselves, which is refreshing in an industry that usually encourages artists to claw each other's eyes out for a Spotify stream. And here's my personal favorite fact. They once played for three people at Greenville County Music Fest, while Bailey Zimmerman rocked the main stage. They brought the same energy that they bring to packed clubs in Brooklyn. That's a mark of real musicians, folks. You don't phone it in just because the crowd is small. You play like your life depends on it every single time. So where do they go from here? Well, they've already proven that they can write under pressure, tour relentlessly, and win over crowds that have never heard of them. They're currently on their We Need a Van tour, which honestly, best tour name ever, and they're playing festivals like Okeechobee Music and Arts alongside Lumineers. Not bad for a bunch of guys who named their band after a bay. Here's what I love about Winya. They didn't just wait for permission. They didn't wait for the right moment or the perfect plan. They got the call, locked themselves in a warehouse, and made it happen. That's the kind of DIY spirit that built rock and roll in the first place. If you haven't checked them out yet, do yourself a favor. Start with Feel It All Again, move on to Lot to Learn, and then just let the algorithm take you wherever it wants. You won't regret it, unless you hate good music, in which case I can't help you. That's it for today's episode of Shecky's Jam Bands. Remember, life is too short to listen to boring music, and it's definitely too short to wait for permission to chase your dreams. Watch Winya on tour if you can, and if you see a guy with bleached hair who looks like he just stepped off of a surfboard, that's Butters. Tell him Shecky says what's up. Until next time, keep jamming.